Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and tonight's topic is going to be sugar, increased blood pressure. We've been told that salt causes your blood pressure to increase. Is this the real culprit? Sugar and not salt? Do you know how much sugar you should consume per day? Is it possible that sugar causes an increase in blood pressure? Join us tonight. That's our hot topic tonight. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and we're going to be joined by Selena Lindsay and Dr. Faduma Adol, who has both of them have wealth of information that they share each time that they're on the program. Okay. I often thought, you know, I suffer with blood pressure. And it's only been recently that I noticed when all the sugar was lower, so the blood pressure came down too, like below what it's ever ran, 110 over 70 and stuff like that. It looks like I don't need any low dosage of hypertension pills anymore, but I take it at the advice of my doctor. Anyway, and we have Selena, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, just give them about, 20 seconds or so. Introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Selena Lindsay, and for about 30 years or so, I'm a retired CPA. In addition to that, currently I am an entrepreneur, and I'm the CEO of six or seven nonprofits. I can never at least track myself. And also I sit on the board of about 20 or 30 of those things. And so what I try to do is to bring information regarding those nonprofits and various different entities that are out in the community and find ways to help individuals. We'll talk a little bit more about those things at the end of the show.
Okay, and Dr. Faduma, you want to introduce yourself for about 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Faduma Adol. I'm a foreign medical graduate, and I'm a pediatrician. So, yeah, that's all.
Okay. All right.
I would like
to
participate, yeah. Listening and give my opinion, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to be good.
What I know about, like, high blood high sugar and with how they combine, like high blood pressure.
Okay.
Go ahead,
which
Selena.
One of you ladies want to start?
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, honey. Go, my sister.
Well, why don't you go ahead and share, and then follow with Dr. Faduma Adol, or just jump in wherever you want. Go ahead.
Okay, well, traditionally, some of my looking at various different things, there are a number of studies that are out there, which I think most people are sort of under a mistake as to actually what has sugar in it. And that's one of the biggest problems is that most people, when they try to diet or they try to lower the amount of sugar that they're taking in, then they don't understand that sugar is hidden in most of the foods that we eat, especially processed foods. And in addition to that, since we were talking about salt, that's another big problem because, for instance, in little two slices of bacon, then you get 600 milligrams of salt. And so salt, vice versa, is also hidden in various different foods, and especially since modern-day foods, we eat a lot of processed foods. And, you know, and we can just name a few of those, pickles, canned soup, tomato products, chicken skin. And when we're talking about sugar, one of the common ways that they hide it is high fructose, and it's a corn soda. And, of course, everybody knows about soda. And so these kinds of things are some of the things that are primarily causing high blood pressure, and a lot of those reasons, I'm going to leave that alone and let Dr. Adol explain that to you, But lots of things that we do, coffee, alcohol, pastries, all those kinds of things are things that cause your blood sugar to go up, which cause your high blood pressure to go up, and it creates a number of different problems. Go ahead, hear Dr. Duma.
I still don't know why the sugar caused blood pressure to go up.
Yeah, I can tell you that. The mechanism of action, why it happened is, for example, as Selena said, like a high fructose corn syrup, like, for example, like she said, like a and drinking, soft drinking, the soda, the tomato, the salad dressing, all these things, they have the process like a high fructose corn syrup, you know, like, and then the reason that the high glucose or high blood sugar, the reason that causes and a high blood pressure is like this, for example. And when we eat anything sweet, like a carbohydrate or sugar or fructose, whatever call it, you know, like our body releases insulin, right? The insulin and to take the glucose or the sugar to take inside the cell where it is used as the energy. And then the insulin to work needs like a receptors. It has to be attached to the receptors, otherwise it doesn't work. So when they release, and sometimes, you know, like we eat today, we eat tomorrow. It's just bad habit for all of us, many of us, I don't say all of us, like including myself, you know, like. And then each time we release insulin from our body, the body has to make right away receptors. And then at a certain point, what happens is like a down regulation of these receptors. The body doesn't make any more receptors. And then we have a high insulin here. The insulin also, it doesn't only take the sugar, but takes magnesium into the cell when the insulin is work, right? And then when we have an insulin resistance, like our insulin is there, it's so much, and it's not working. And then the magnesium, not only the insulin not taking the sugar into the cell, but the magnesium is not going inside. So the magnesium will be like eliminated into the urine. What the magnesium does into our body, it relaxes our muscles and it relaxes our vessel, you know, like the artery and the vein, so we won't have a vessel constriction. When you have a vessel constriction, then you are increasing your blood pressure. But when your vessel is relaxed, your blood pressure is not going up. And the other thing is like the high fructose corn syrup sugar, any sugar, but mostly this one that contains like all the food processed, you know, like the containers, what it causes is like this. Like it has like it releases like when it's metabolized, it becomes like what is called like uric acid. This uric acid, what does to us, you know, like also at the same time we have in our veins and in our artery, in our vessels, we have like a nitric oxide, you know, like this nitric oxide is released from our body, you know, like it helps to dilate, you know, like to relax our artery and vein. And then the sugar that we eat, like especially like when it turns it to the fructose and makes this uric acid, and the uric acid suppresses nitric oxide that could make relaxation to the vessel, right? And then, again, we have a vessel constriction. Here, we have a high blood pressure. That's the mechanism of action that, like the high glucose or high sugar, whatever you call, or diabetic or whatever, that's the reason, these two main reasons. There are so many, but like these two main reasons, like working in our ways to be relaxed, because our body, our system, you know, it adjusts by itself, but sometimes when we overwhelm something else, and then something that we don't know is going to happen, like how it's becoming this high blood pressure. That's how it's becoming, like people who have a high sugar, that's why the reason is causing like and high blood pressure, oppressing these two. First of all, eliminating the magnesium because the insulin is not working. And the second one, like and uric acid, like the metabolism of like fructose and suppressing the nitric oxide. Yeah. That's what I used to say. Yeah.
Wow. So once you become more like insulin resistant, your insulin can't take and put the sugar or the glucose in the cell that's supposed to be used for energy, and then you also end up with a block with the magnesium. Because then if the magnesium is in there, then you end up with the arteries or veins constricting.
And also there's a mistake because people forget, they think that most of the insulin is made in the pancreas. It is not. It is the liver.
Really?
Is the liver in meat, but in the mostly in the pancreas, like alpha cell that they make, you know, like an alpha cell that they make the insulin. Yeah, that's why when we have the diabetic type 1, we destroyed our alpha cells, so that is insulin dependent. We have to take from outside insulin. So so I don't know. So maybe that's your research, but mostly it's made in the pancreas, like at least 99%. But the liver makes the glucogen, like a sugar. You know, like when we are low sugar, it's going to make us for sugar, you know, like to save us, to don't go in a hypoglycemia stage. The liver makes sugar more sugar than insulin.
Oh, wow. Then that creates another problem. No, but then when that takes place, isn't that normally when, is that more like
When people have a heart problem, that's what they give under their tongue, you know, like to like relax their vasculars, you know, like when they have high blood pressure or high heart rate or these things, you know, like that it comes from our own body. And this sugar, high sugar, is blocking that because making the metabolism of sugar is made like the compound is as uric acid. And this uric acid and suppresses this nitric oxide that makes relaxant to our vessel.
Wow. Through my readings, I learned, you know, in the old days, beets, I remember my parents tried to get you to eat it, and then their generation, they ate a lot of beets, and they had it always on the table. And then I learned that beets have in it something called nitrite, or I may be pronouncing it wrong. No,
you pronounce it. Actually, yours is more correct than mine because I have an accent, you know. Yeah, I pronounce in Italian way.
And it causes your blood vessels to relax. And beets is known as something to help lower your blood pressure because of that relaxing thing. That says so you can either drink it or cook it till it's tender. I said, I'm going to go out and buy some beet juice. Do you need medication or should you be juicing it up?
Well, you know,
the
other thing that our parents used to do with beet juice was they added a little vinegar to it with a teaspoon of sugar. That's the way they normally fix it, you know, because it was a little sweet. So, you know, vinegar is a popular vinegar now is a popular item, or apple cider vinegar is a popular item. That people are using the dietetic things, but also too, I think a lot of people need to pay more attention to, especially coffee, alcohol, and pastries, because first of all, they don't realize that coffee is like, technically, some of these things that we're doing now, especially energy drinks, are like a cocktail, you know, because now you're pushing the heart with something that acts like speed, and then you add the sugar to it. And blind studies from various different doctors, especially over in New Zealand, they have basically proven after they hook a person's head up to a machine, and what they see is when you give a person cocaine, the brain lights up a certain way. When you give a person sugar, it does the same thing. And sugar is the number one thing that all dietitians say causes inflammation. And that's just not good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's requiring more effort. It's, you know, like the inflammation, like the heart rate goes up and the heart will demand in more oxygen. And that's why where they get the inflammation, the coronary artery. She's right. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Before they were blaming like high blood pressure, the sodium, right? They usually, it's true. Like,
yeah, that's what they always
this
said.
Is more than
no
this.
One ever
because the sodium attracts water into the veins and keep it there. But now the sugar, even the study showing the sugar is more than sodium now.
Yes. When I read some of the writings, I'm not sure if there's writings before 2014, but when they started, you know, saying things to the public, it was dated 2014 because a group of doctors were doing their research and seeing the correlation to high blood pressure and high sugar intake, that that correlation that they matched. And so, but all these years we've been sold on sodium being the bad thing, not the sugar. I was talking to a friend this afternoon, and one of my classmates, and she was saying that she didn't know that. She wanted to know, was I sure? I said, yeah, I did some reading, because I noticed for myself, I haven't had a lot of sugar in my system. And for the first time, I had blood sugar, I'm not blood sugars, I had blood pressure levels of 110 over 70. I went taking the blood pressure over and over again. And I had to think, well, what am I doing different? And I said, the sugar part, because technically, according to the dietitians, you shouldn't have over 25 grams of sugar a day unless you're an athletic type person, and most people aren't. And then that's for women, and men shouldn't have over 37 grams of sugar a day. A half of a banana, no, a whole medium banana is 12 grams of sugar, and that's, it didn't matter what kind of sugar. They said all sugar. They lumped them all together and saying you shouldn't have but this amount. And then say some people eat, like myself was doing that, but now I'm not. I take a cup of non-fat milk and a medium banana, and that's like 24 grams of sugar. That's in the morning. I'm almost over my daily requirement. So I've changed a few things with my diet, because I wanted to not keep having, you know, the amount of sugar, and I'm innocently thinking this is okay, and it's not.
Well, there was an article published actually December 2016 by Time Magazine, and also too in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and the article in Time Magazine was actually about them linking the fact that people over 50 and with sugar and high blood pressure. So it's a very, very a prominent thing these days. And of course, back to New Zealand again, they did controlled clinical trials. And basically, they allowed people to kind of do whatever they really wanted to do. But they found that if their weight also increased, their blood pressure increased, and if they ate more sugar, then their blood pressure improved. So it's really clear that this is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think people's doctors, or they need to ask their doctor, you know, because no one looks at, and you don't even have to be a diabetic for this to be a problem. If you're consuming too much sugar, it is a problem, or it will become one. So, and then now I'm wondering, is that why they got kids with high blood pressure? Some of them are not overweight, yet they have hypertension. But the one thing they do a lot of is they eat sugar.
Well, a lot
sugar
of it is
for hypertension.
Because they don't know.
You know, like this is a continuous study, you know, like they discover, you know, like they studied and they found out what, you know, like happening, like so many trials they did, you know, like, and then when they found out, like, this is missing the NO, the nitrate oxide, and the other one, and the magnesium that relaxes, you know, like that's what it's coming in the high blood pressure, you know, like it's causing the sugar too. So it takes time to know. Earlier, we didn't know that.
And even the grape stuff that they get at school, you know, the kids, what the kids get at school, because I can remember, you know, of course, 100 years ago when I went to school, we thought it was a fantastic thing to get a sweet roll, a cinnamon roll as big as our head, and sit down and eat that thing with, you know, with a bunch of
butter. Oh, but you got to remember, back in the day, we were very active, too, compared to today.
And we weren't active enough to be that stuff, but at last they had, and they had a dietitian that prepared the meal. So now at least they're starting to put a focus on schools and to what they're feeding these kids, and to remove some of the sugars out of the meal, and also to take the candy machines off the campus, replace them with fruit machines, get rid of the soda machines.
And the soda machines.
Different kinds of things.
And
a lot of people, if you ask the average person what is a good breakfast, they start telling you about a donut. And so it's
I was watching this one family. They had, you can see their diet was those Honey Nut Cheerios, that sugar, the Krispy Kreme, and then some other chocolate thing. We were watching the eclipse over at Mount Sac today, and I said, wow. I said, it's like giving children cookies or dessert for breakfast. It's not a nutritious meal.
Well, that's my point. That's how, unfortunately, ignorant the society is. And in addition to that, most of the fast food and processed things that Dr. Doom is talking about, because few people even know what processed foods are. I mean, they think, well, you know, I'm going to go get myself a hot dog and some salami, and, you know, that's a good sandwich. But that's processed meat.
The other thing that they say, like a processed food, our body, whatever is natural, recognizes, you know, like, and it takes what they need. And the, everything else will be eliminated. But when the food is processed, our organism doesn't recognize, and everything is saved as a fat.
And that's sad. Anyone that's listening in, you've dialed into American Health Crisis, and we've been talking about sugar and its relationship to high blood pressure. Is it that the sugar is causing the blood pressure to go up, or is it the salt? And Selena and Dr. Fadumo Adol has mentioned how the sugar plays a role, a huge role, in increasing high blood pressure. This is American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. Selena does a lot of community things that she heads up, and she's going to go ahead before the show closes and share some of that with you. So have your pen and paper ready so you can take down phone numbers. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one that we always talk about is sowing seeds for life. Sowing seeds for life, all one word, and you spell the four out. And you can find us on the website at www.sowingseedsforlife.org. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California, and it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne, California. Primarily what we do there is our attack is on hunger, and nobody should have to go hungry if you're within the range of Arrow Highway. You can call our number there, which you can call area code 909-293-7735, and ask for Fran Robinson. And if you'd like to make a donation or go and volunteer or bring us some food, like I said, our primary focus is to help people, help women with children. And we not only do food, we give them clothes, shoes, and from time to time, when we do have the food bank, which is on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. In addition to that, I'd like to talk about Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach is headed up by Mr. Keith Coley, and he can be reached at area code 909-358-7391. Coley Outreach is primarily designed to give a place for probationers and people that have a few little problems getting adjusted in society.
primarily what Keith Coley does right now is a sort of a referral service to help people get started with a place to stay, get reinvigorated back into society. Again, you can reach Mr. Keith Coley if you have a donation or you'd like to ask more questions about what the outreach does at area code 909-358-7391. In addition to that, we'd like to talk about another service, which is called At Ease. At Ease is primarily designed for veterans. Any veteran that needs assistance, or you need food, you need clothes, or you need to be referred to a center or Loma Linda, please give me a call at area code 214-229-8687, and we'll be glad to give you some assistance. One of the things I always say at the closing of the show is basically this. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief in fishing rods rather than fish, and my plan is to implement sustainable environmental practices. And we hope that in doing it, we'll change the behaviors that contribute to problems. My name is Selena Linden, and I hope you enjoyed our show tonight. Please be with us again next show every Monday night at 8 p.m. And have a great night.
Yes, thank you. And I want to also mention, for those that are in the Inland Empire, we do have a NAACP Pomona Valley Branch 1085B, and I'm the executive chairperson for health for that. So if you ever have any health issues or in your community, we represent about 10 of the communities within the Inland Empire. But even if you're not in our jurisdiction, we can point you to who can help you. And this is all about us trying to stay healthy and alive and how to do things better. So through giving out information, Selena comes with a vast background, and so does Dr. Faduma Dulles. And so we're hoping that all that we're saying here is important to you. We'll be back on the air next Monday, the same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and the number, the dial-in number is 858-769-4936. And if you want to speak, you can listen, but if you want to talk and for us to hear you, you have to press 1. Again, 858-769-4936, and then you press 1, and we'll be on the air again next week with another hot topic. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, ladies.
Good night.